You know, as we reach, go up into Holy Week this coming week, all the different things that are going on, and we need to focus on that because it's a preparation that leads up to God winning a victory over sin and death. When Jesus was on the cross, I found these couple words that I think just sort of gives us a hope and the promise of eternal life. Because things that we didn't understand. This is what he said in Luke 23:34 as he was hanging on the cross. Forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they are doing. Luke 23:43 said, I assure you today you'll be with me in paradise. You know who he was talking about? He won that cross. He had two thieves, one on each side. One denied him. The other one said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And then in John 19:26-27, he was talking to his mom because he came into this world and he had a mom, which is really cool. We all have moms. Dear woman, here is your son. And he said to the disciple, here is your mother. Matthew 27 and Mark 15:19-28. In John's gospel, he said, I am thirsty. And then this is the one that is so precious to me. Finally, he said in John 19:30, it is finished. And then he said in Luke 23:46, Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands. And he gave up the ghost. That's when the veil in the temple was rent in two because of a earthquake, giving us direct access to the Holy of Holies, the throne of grace. Because all the people were always taught, you needed a priest. You can't go in there. You can't do this. You can't do that. You got to go through the priest and he will intercede for you. Now the gates to eternity is open to you. Talk to God. He wants to talk to you. We call it prayer. And you can do it at any time, everywhere. So, a lot of good news through this week coming up, even though it'll be sad in some ways as you reflect on what he went through. But the good news is, he wins. And he was raised from the dead. And not only did he put the devil in his place during the 40 days in the wilderness. He took and he broke that bondage over sin and death because when they put him in that tomb, the devil's thinking, I got that old boy now. He won't bother me again. And then, boom, 3 days later, he rose from the dead, was seen by many, and then promised to come again. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.